Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we're coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is about informative entertainment done in a fun, upbeat, hopefully improv style. We will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how to pursue a career in show business. We have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry, and that means that we will have someone from a career that you are interested in. If it's entertainment. If you want to know who will be on our show in the future, you can visit the Question Reality official website at questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us. And if you want to check out any of our past guests, read their bios, and listen or download any of the shows, you can go to the homepage of the LA Talk Radio website. You click on the Schedule 1 link at the top of the LA Talk Radio website. Look for our show, Question Reality. It's in the time slot of Sunday at 5. Click the link. It takes you directly to the archive page where you can peruse at your own leisure, check out our guests, and then you can download us. You can either click play and it'll play the show right away, or if you right-click the download button and do save link as, you can just save the whole show directly to your computer. Preferably, you should always save everything on the desktop page. That way you can find it. I can't find anything if I don't save it to the desktop. And you can listen to it whenever you want. And you can get it 24 hours a day. Yay! You can also download our shows from the podcast section of iTunes, And from what I understand from our fearless leader at LA Talk Radio, we will be having an iTunes phone application very soon. I'll keep you abreast of that, but that is very exciting. And we would love for you to call in, ask questions, provide comments, for any guest on our show, but we ask that you call in between 5:20 and 5:30. We take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a screening process. And the call-in number should be right in front of you if you're on the homepage right now listening to this. The number right under that little tiny button is the call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. 0815. I forgot it for a minute. And we have a fantastic guest for you today, like we do every week. His name is Jim Drever. He is an author. I cannot say that word correctly. Author. Just like I can't say horror. He's an author and he's a keynote speaker. And he was referred to me by a friend, and they just had so many wonderful things to say about how he improved their life. And I thought, well, you know, a lot of actors and singers and dancers and models and musicians, they really do need to focus more on their mind and their spirit and their body. So I think he'd be a great guest to have on the show because he has had proven methods of really helping you change your mentality and bringing out the best you that you can be, sort of like the little army approach. Be all that you can be is what he does. We're going to talk to him in a couple minutes, but first we are going to go over the advertisements. I've got some great things to tell you about. So get your pen and paper now. You should know whenever you listen to this show, get a pen and paper because I have some juicy activities for you. So the first thing I'm going to tell you about is the Rockin' Comic-Con. Yes, the Rockin' Comic-Con. That is on May 28th to the 30th. And that's going to be for all you rock and roll and comic book fanatics. They're combining. So you don't want to miss the rock and roll, rock and comic Comic-Con. Say that five times. It's coming up on Memorial Day weekend. So it's a great opportunity to take a first date or an old date to this activity. It's comic books and rock bands. What's better than that for some people, right? You can see the Spider-Man creator, Stan Lee. He's going to be there. And let's see, there's a, you know that thing, it's called Comic Book Alley that they have. So it's going to be Comic Book Alley, and they're going to have hundreds of comic book artists, studio animators, panels, celebrity after-hour parties, which are the most fun, and they'll have those until 2 a.m. Now, that's going to be at the Pasadena Convention Center. Pasadena Convention Center, again, May 28th, May 29th, and 30th. Now, it's supposed to hold about 30,000 fans, so you probably want to get on this right away. And if you pay, I think it's $20 admission, but paying $20 general admission for the day gets you into the panels, too, for no extra charge. There used to be an extra charge for that, but now there's not. You can get your tickets by going to this website. It's screenplaylab.com, screenplaylab.com. You can poke around on there if you want, but the extension for that would be screenplaylab.com/2010/rockincomiccon.html, and that's rockincomiccon.html. But I'm sure if you go to screenplaylab.com, it'll be there somewhere. Next event, tonight, if you don't have anything to do tonight and you are pursuing a career in the entertainment business, you need to be at Backstage West Film Industry Bash. It is tonight, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. There's going to be like over 400 filmmakers, actors, producers, casting directors, crew, industry professionals. It's at the Aqua Lounge. They're going to be mingling and networking, and you know that's so very important as an actor, actually in any business, but more so in the entertainment business if you're out here. Aqua Lounge is Beverly Hills. It's only $5 to get in. $5. They're located at 424 North Beverly Drive in Beverly Hills. Again, Beverly Hills, Aqua Lounge. I've been there one time. We went to see Malcolm Jamal Warner perform with a friend of mine, Yune. It's a really nice place. It's very cool. It's very hip. It's happening. They had an excellent fish tank, and their drinks are really strong. Again, 424 North Beverly Drive, Beverly Hills, and the phone number there is 310-275-8511. Next event, June 2nd through 3rd, there is a Factual Entertainment Forum, Real Screen. It's a reality pitch event. Reality pitch event. It's in Santa Monica. If you're interested in doing any kind of pitches for a reality television show, if you're a writer, this is what you want to check out. The website address is factualentertainment.com. FACTUALENTERTAINMENT, factualentertainment.com. And on June 4th through July 17th, they're a group rep. It's a theater, the group rep. It presents an updated version of Baby, you know, that musical Baby. The music's by David Shire. The lyrics are by Richard Maltby, and the book is by Sybil Pearson, and it's based on the story by Susan Yankovich, and it's directed and choreographed by Kate Kaplan. It's going to be Friday and Saturday night, 8 p.m., and Sunday at 2 at the Lonnie Chapman Theater, 10900 Burbank Boulevard in North Hollywood. And if you want to check that out or buy tickets, go to the website, thegrouprep.com. And if you're not familiar with the show, it's a really charming, cute little play. Especially if you are an expectant parent or you're dealing with new parenthood, it's a memorable musical, and it involves three couples who explore their relationships in light of their newly expectant parenthood. So there's always something you can learn from that. Now, July 11th through 13th, we're going to have the New Media Film Festival. I know a lot of people are just completely dazed and hazed about this new media. New media would mean like iPods having, you know, webisodes and viral videos and all of the stuff that actors get involved with, and they're not sure, do I get residuals? How much do I get paid? How long will I get paid? Da, 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 da. Well, you want to go to the New Media Film Festival, June 11th through the 13th, and you can celebrate everything that they do. They're going to be doing the storytelling of the digital age, and they're going to be doing it in a unique 3D viewing pajama party. So that should be fun, huh? Celebrity red carpet event, opening night film shot on Red, R-E-D, panel discussions with Ted Shilowitz, Red Camera, and Per Peterson, 3D expert. Peter Jackson will be there, Greg Reitman. It's at Downtown Los Angeles Theater, 251 South Main Street. It's a beautiful theater, gorgeous, one of the historic theaters, so bring your camera. And it's only $10. If you want to check it out, NewMediaFilmFestival.com, NewMediaFilmFestival.com, okay? And so there you go. Oh, one more thing I wanted to tell you about, Pitch Fest. If you want to go to the Great American Pitch Fest, it's happening June 26th through the 27th. And that you can go to the website, pitchfest.com, again, June 26, 27. It's in Los Angeles. It's excellent for writers, people that really want to get in there and learn how to pitch to get their films made, their projects made. A lot of people there that you need to know, okay? All right. And now, without further ado, my goodness gracious, we have a guest today. As I was saying earlier, his name is Jim Drever. And Jim Drever teaches... He's a guy who teaches a path to freedom through learning to be authentically present. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I'm authentically present most of the time. However, in the 80s, I may have been 90% present. You know, but that was due to some fun activities that I think everybody participated in at that time. So, basically, he says, as we become more free, everything in our lives, which include health, creativity, relationships, finances, begin to work much more harmoniously. I really think that that's true. I really find for me, I'm a pretty free person. I kind of tell it like it is, and I believe that everybody should be included. And I tell all my business. I don't really have secrets. I just tell it all. I'm a pretty free-spirited person. And I've always found that things kind of really work out. Thank God, knock on wood, for me. And it always ends up being, I think it's a better state of mind when you're more free. I think the more secrets you hold and the more things you hold in or try to hold on to, I think life is a lot like sand. When the more you hold on to it and squeeze it, the more it just comes right out through your fingers. So Jim might be able to help you with that. Release your sand. Hey, I think I got a book title. All right. So now, in addition to his new book, which is called Falling into Light, he is also the author of End Your Story, Begin Your Life, Mastering the Practice of Freedom. And what that is, he offers a simple practice for coming back to presence whenever you're experiencing conflict or upset or suffering. And in this book, he says that this book will help you learn to free yourself from the stories. And I like how he put quotes on stories. On the stories that trigger the stress, anxiety, fear, guilt, anger, depression, and all other forms of emotional upset in our bodies. So that hey, if anybody's going to help you with that, my God, that's worth a read, right? Also, the book claims to awaken the inner peace that does not depend on circumstances. That's very interesting. We're going to find out more about that. Turn challenges and problems, including health issues, into opportunities for creativity, growth, and healing. Now, I really like that because I got a serious-ass problem with chocolate. So I'm going to see how I can be more creative, and I don't need any more growth. I've already grown enough from the chocolate, but let's see what he can do with it. Let's just see. turning challenges and problems, you know, We all need that. Developing relationships that are rich in love, joy, and meaning. Who doesn't want that, right? Use the power of thought consciously to create a new story for your life. Discover your unique purpose and embody it with clarity and certainty. Now, I like these things. Let's see what Jim can do for us. His other books include The Way of Harmony, which is a practical guide to integrating awakened consciousness into work. And Lord knows you need all the consciousness you can get, because tell me the truth, you work a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job. Most of us are unconscious by 2:30. You know we're sleeping. You know we go out on our lunch breaks. I used to go in the car. I would fall asleep. They'd have to come out and wake me up. Oh, just the 9-to-5 will kill you. So he will help you awaken your consciousness into work, relationships, and daily life. And he also has a book, The Ultimate Cure, which is the healing energy within you, which focuses on accessing the deep spiritual energy that is the source of all healing. So let's just get talking to him right away, because we need to be healed. We need to be energized, do we not? Okay, are we ready for Jim Dreamer? Where are you, Jim? Are you there?
I'm here, Priscilla.
Wow! You make a lot of promises, so I expect to feel even super better than I do now. Am I going to be even 3 times more happy than I already am, or what?
Well, if you master the practice of freedom, you will be, yes.
Well, let's talk. Let's start from the beginning. I always like to start with the beginning, how people came into being who they are now. You're from New Zealand. Take us back to not the infancy, but maybe the very early stages of Jim Dreamer. Jim Dreamer, I can't say that 5 times. I've been nipping too much today. Take us back. What did you want to be when you were a child? You know, you want to be a doctor, a fireman, you know, what did you want to do?
I think I wanted power. I had a hunger for power. I didn't feel very powerful. And so I wanted to be an army officer. I went into the army, the New Zealand Army.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Vietnam, and I was the youngest captain in the New Zealand Army when I was promoted captain. And then I wanted to be in politics, to go into politics in New Zealand, because I'd come from a political family. And my grandmother was the third woman elected to the parliament in New Zealand.
Wow.
And I wanted to be the prime minister of New Zealand. I was very ambitious.
Wow.
So I decided to, when I got out of the army, I decided to come to chiropractic school in the United States, which is how I got to the States. But I really wanted to be a writer, a novelist. I wanted to be a famous writer living in the south of France and writing in the mornings and swimming in the Mediterranean in the afternoons. That was my fantasy.
Love it!
I had a rich fantasy life, you might say. And then when I was in chiropractic school, chiropractic was never my passion, but I felt good to be, you know, doing work that would help people while I was writing for finding my way as a writer. And I thought I'd go back to New Zealand when I graduated from college and, you know, establish a practice and get involved in politics and be a writer. I thought my hero was at the time was Benjamin Disraeli, who was in the 18th century, was the Prime Minister of England and quite an established novelist. But I had a health crisis during my last year in chiropractic school when I was 29, and it changed my life because it was a way of dealing with this health crisis. And I write about this in my book, End Your Story, Begin Your Life. I began meditating, and I realized the health crisis was stuff to do with my heart. And I was so uptight, so anxious. And I realized I needed to live more in the present, to experience the present moment more fully and more enduringly. And so I began to meditate. I began doing yoga. And it changed. And then I read the books of J. Krishnamurti, and those books changed my life.
let me ask you a question. Let's stop right there. When you just said you always felt so anxious and you wanted to live in the present, isn't feeling anxious living in the present? Because that's usually, if you're feeling anxious and tense, it's usually due to something that's very much on your mind and you're very much in the present worrying about it. How does that differ?
Well, differs because when we're caught up in anxiety, we're living in our stories and our imagination about what is the terrible things are going to happen to us. Like we can't pay the rent, or we have a health situation as I did, and it causes anxiety. My God, I'm going to have a heart attack. My God, I won't. I'll die in the middle of the night. All those things. So we're not really present. Of course, the anxiety is very present. But the stories that fuel the anxiety, the worry, that they're not real. And that's my eventual discovery.
So if you don't have money to pay your rent or pay any of your bills, and you don't have anybody that's going to loan it to you, and you don't know where it's going to come from, how do you not worry about that? Well, how do you not know that on the first you're going to, you know, not get evicted?
Right. I mean, you know, you may get evicted. I don't know. But what I teach people how to awaken to freedom, the freedom that is their true nature. Mm-hmm. And once you're free, once you're really awake, you no longer live in your head. You live in the present here now. You know, you're aware of what's happening here now, breathing, the sounds around you. Like we can hear the sound of my voice rising out of silence and dissolving back into silence. The sound of the birds, the wind, the breeze. And we just live here in the present, and we trust. We have this infinite trust in life that we'll be taken care of as we always are. And so we may not know how we're going to pay the rent, but we don't lose sleep worrying about it. Because we trust that it will come. Or if we get evicted, then we get evicted, and we'll trust we'll know what to do.
Because I have a lot of actor friends, and I worry about them all the time, and it's very hard. I don't know. I think I'm going to play the devil's advocate for this show, because I have so many friends who are singers and dancers, models, musicians, and it's a very present state of being, not having money or not knowing where their next gig is coming from, and it's very hard for them to not be constantly thinking about it. What could you do to what practices could you teach for them to lessen that anxiety of not having enough money or worrying about where their next job is coming from?
Right, good question. So I teach in my book End Your Story, Begin Your Life, which is available, by the way, on Amazon.com. I teach this practice called Mastering the Practice of Freedom. And let me talk about the practice now, because I was on this spiritual journey for 20 years. As a result of my own health crisis, I began this 20-year quest for enlightenment or inner freedom. And as the years went by, I found myself getting freer and freer. And what I found myself the freedom I found was that I was more and more present. I went from being a guy who was very uptight in his head, didn't really live here at all consciously, and to a man who is really here now. I'm just present with people. In fact, that's the greatest gift I have to offer people, my presence. I honor the past. I keep an eye on the future, but I always live in the present right here, right now. So this practice of freedom is a practice designed to bring you back to the present moment whenever you're suffering, when you're experiencing conflict or upset. So this is what the practice involves. The first step is basically a three-step practice. The first step is to be present with your experience. So you're experiencing suffering, conflict, anxiety, insecurity, shame, guilt, anger, whatever, just be present with it. This is because most normally we deny those negative experiences. We want to rationalize them or go off into our heads about them or escape through overeating or drugs or whatever. If you want to be free, you've got to really learn to be present with the suffering and not run away from it. And in fact, you can even say to yourself, I welcome this experience because it's showing me I'm not yet free. You know, the Buddha said that enlightenment was freedom from suffering. So as long as you're still suffering, you're not enlightened. So you welcome the situation because it's showing you where you're not yet free. And then set number two, you notice the story or thought you're telling yourself. Because there's always a story or thought behind suffering, behind the upset. And you just notice it. The story may be, oh, I don't have the rent again. That's your story. I don't have the rent again. Anything you think or say is your story. Or it's hopeless. It'll never work out. I'll fail again. Or the story might be, this isn't going to work. Whatever it is, just notice it. And step number three is the most important step, which is, step number three is see the truth. And the truth is the thought or story comes and goes, just like the anxiety or suffering comes and goes. But you are the aware being that is always present. So breathe, relax, and be the aware being you are, right here, right now. Be the aware being you are. And you'll have a reprieve. You'll feel a shift in your energy. When you do this practice, if you do it again and again, every time you're suffering. So it's a practice. It takes time to learn, but you learn to face your own suffering and realize that the suffering and the story behind it is because you're not present. When you become present, when you breathe and realize your true nature is presence, pure awareness, we are pure aware beings behind the stories, behind our feelings and emotions. We're always this pure awareness. So coming back to the state of purity, this pure aware being here now.
So when you say free yourself from the stories that trigger the stress, anxiety, fear, guilt, anger, depression, and all other forms of emotional upset in your body, does that include doing forms of yoga or Pilates, or is there any physical practice that you have to do with that?
On this path that I teach, my teaching is based upon the Advaita Vedanta tradition. That's spelled A-D-V-A-I-T-A, Vedanta. It's kind of a non-dual Vedanta. And I speak about that a little bit in the book, but it's not really important to know that. What's important to know is that once you free yourself from your story, once you free yourself from all stories, you know, I say in the book, we're a storytelling people, and our stories are important, they matter. But the truth is we're not our stories, because our story is always changing. What we are is the pure consciousness which creates the story, which gives birth to the story. So this Advaita or this non-dual approach is all about seeing that we're not our stories. So it's totally a path of perception. There's nothing you actually have to do to get enlightened other than to see that you're not your story. The more deeply you see this, and yet you, the seeing, are still here, you as the aware being are still here, the free you are.
So what do you mean when you say awaken to the inner peace that does not depend on circumstances? What does that mean?
As you awaken more to freedom, you realize your freedom depends less and less on circumstances. In other words, it's what Jesus talked about. It's enjoying the inner peace that lies beyond understanding, lies beyond the mind, lies beyond thought, in effect. And the correlates of thought, which are circumstances, right? I mean, so when it's a classic case of the Zen master who is perfectly happy living under a bridge because he's found his true nature. He's awakened to his true nature. He's realized that he's always been this pure awareness, pure consciousness here now. So the more we awaken, that's freedom.
Now, do you think that if you have too much peace and you feel too mellow, that really deters from the fire that you need to pursue your goals and ambitions? And because, I mean, in this society, I mean, in order to be successful, it appears that you really have to be go, 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 have the fire, have the passion, have the energy, because again, devil's advocate, it seems like when you're around people that are too peaceful and mellow, that it kind of makes you feel like they're not doing anything with their lives. They're just, you know, wanting to sit around and like mellow out, like they're all smoking hash or something. So, I mean, is it, if you have too much peace, does that make you lose the fire and desire that you need to really be successful?
No, I mean, I still have the fire in my belly. So it's freedom is not a state. So mm-hmm. some people are attached to states of peace, mm-hmm. which is why they sit around and smoke pot or whatever and just hang out and you say, be mellow. But
then, you know, I have friends who are Buddhists I have a friend that goes to the retreats quite often, and he's just so mellow and just so peaceful, which is great, but he doesn't really have any goals or ambition to really, you know, become extremely successful and achieve lots of goals. So is it that... Do you think that maybe if people desire to have inner peace and that's what they're seeking, that's a lifestyle that they're going to have to choose to be in a job that's kind of mellow to fit their lifestyle? Do you really think it's possible to have such inner peace and to be pursuing a career in entertainment where it's a really fast-paced dog-eat-dog world, or the world of being a stockbroker, or the world where you really got to be like boom, 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 and you don't have time to seek the inner peace? Is it possible to live on that plane with inner peace?
Well, look at Eckhart Tolle. I mean, mm-hmm. who's a man who is very successful financially, right? He sold millions of books. He's got his own TV show, and he can call his own shots now, actually. Mm-hmm. And he's a man who's found peace because he's discovered his true nature. So in my case, I'm on a much smaller scale than Eckhart Tolle, but I still I'm doing this radio show. Recently, Carlos Santana, the famous musician.
Oh, love him.
Read my book and liked it so much he bought 10 more copies for his friends.
Wow.
So I'm ready. I'm ready for fame or whatever comes my way.
Right.
But the thing is, you do it from a very grounded place. Mm-hmm. You know, for a long time I sought inner peace, thinking that was my goal, but really I was seeking true freedom, because when you're free, you have inner peace, you have bliss, you have joy, you have everything that is our true nature. You have love. You realize your true nature is love. You don't even have to love yourself. Your true nature is love. You give that love out.
Right.
And live with more balance now in your life. So mm-hmm. you still have a stressful job, but now you're not stressed any longer because you refuse to give in to the demands of the stress. You have the job, but the job doesn't have you.
So you won't be looked upon as, so it's not, so you can, so what you're saying is you can have inner peace and do the practices that create inner peace, but you can still portray maybe through your social mask that you can be like a fast-paced, quicksilver type personality where you can do the job of a person that really needs to get it done. When imagine the typical standard with air quotes on the end, agent, Hollywood agent. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that real fast pace. Do you think a person that lives in that world could do what he does, have that type personality, and still have inner peace?
I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to get at, because the people I deal with in the entertainment business, it's like you can't, they say they can. That's one of the biggest complaints. That's why a lot of people emailed me back and said, is it really possible to have inner peace and pursue a career that we want? Because it's like there's a constant fear. You go out for auditions, you go to an audition, it's like 500 people in line for the same part. It's a constant state of anxiety, and from what people say who are agents and casting directors and producers and directors, they say that they're not looking for someone that is mellow, because they look at people who are mellow as people who don't have what it takes to be on edge to get the job done. Now, I believe in you can have inner peace and still be on the fighting edge. I really do believe that. What do you say to people who may not come over to your side of the fence, so to speak, and seek enlightenment, because they're being told by people who are responsible for hiring them that if you're mellow and peaceful, we're not interested in you because you don't seem to have the fire that it takes to get the job done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I actually have a client who is Asian American, and he's 33 years old. He's an actor,
mm-hmm.
and he's goes to a lot of auditions. He also wants to wake up, be free, and I see him every couple of weeks, and he's doing great. He's becoming more and more present, and he's an actor. He has this—he has the fire in his belly to be an actor,
mm-hmm.
which requires the definition of a good actor is you can assume the role, you can play the role very convincingly, including an edgy role. But behind his acting ability, there's more and more this ground of true inner peace. But true inner peace is not a cop-out from life. It's to embody life fully, to embody presence fully, to be here 100% fully. Now, my new book, End Your Story, Begin Your Life, I write about in the last chapter. The chapter is titled Creating a New Story for Your Life. And I talk about goals and dreams and plans. We can have all that stuff, but we have it from a clear head and a clear mind. We can use goal setting for very specific purposes. So we still have personal goals, and it may be to be successful as an actor. You know, this work of being more present makes you a better actor.
Mm-hmm. I have a question from Lisa, and she's from Panorama City. And she says, I'm a struggling actress. I go on audition after audition after audition. And I, oh God, what does she mean? And I don't get okay, I'm going to have to translate that. I don't get any parts. You know how people send emails that are never grammatically correct. And I don't get any parts. I take classes. I go to workshops. I spend lots of money. I feel deflated, depressed, and I want to go back home to Oklahoma. How can you help me have a better outlook on my life?
Okay, that's perfect. So this is the kind of person I like to work with. So if Lisa emails me at jdreaver@aol.com,
okay.
jdreaver@aol.com, I will send the e-version of my book, Mastering the Practice of Freedom. And in fact, if anybody emails me, I'll send them the book for free who listen to your show. And
right.
I normally charge $10.95 for the ebook, but I'll send it free. And
thank you. That's
the hardcover
nice.
Book, by the way, is $26. But
great, that's a deal. See that, people? You get lots of stuff while listening to my show.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So how can we help Lisa?
So I would talk with her, and I would give her a free private session. And I would talk with her and help her become more present, more who she really is underneath all her fears and anxieties, underneath the feeling of deflation and depression. That because all these feelings, these insecure feelings around her acting career, are because of the story she's telling herself. And it's reflecting the apparent work she's not getting. And so as she becomes more established in her true nature, she becomes more present and more powerful. And maybe then she'll see something new then. And she'll have inspiration, a moment of inspiration. This is how it works.
So if I'm Lisa, let's say I'm Lisa and I'm telling you these things I just told you. How can you help me, Mr. Drever?
Okay, the first thing I would do is simply be present with you right here, right now. We'd make eye contact, you know, if we're assuming we're sitting together personally. And then I'll ask her what was going on and what's her, you know, biggest source of suffering. And I would lead her to the understanding, to the realization that her suffering is caused by the story she's telling herself and believing. And I'll give her a taste of true presence.
Because, and how would you do that?
Because I'd be very present. Maybe I'd guide her initially into a kind of a meditation to be really present.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would tell her to breathe deeply and slowly. And the listeners can do that right now as they're listening to the show. And in fact, you can do it yourself, Priscilla, and I'm doing it too. So just be aware of your breathing. Be aware of the flow of your breath going in and out of your body. Slow the breathing down. Be aware of the sounds around you, the sound of my voice rising out of silence and dissolving back into silence. Maybe the sound of the birds outside your window. Now be aware of the sensations and feelings in your body, how they shift and they change, they come and they go. But you as the aware being are always present. You as the aware being behind the sounds, the breathing, the shifting sensations are always present. Now be aware of the thoughts and stories that are passing through your mind, how they come and they go too. They're always changing, even the thoughts, I, me, and mine, they come and they go. But you are the aware being that is always present. So breathe and relax and be the aware being you are. Be the clear, aware, present being right now that you are.
So do you sort of, it almost sounds like hypnosis, a form of hypnosis, isn't it?
No, it's not a form of, it's actually a dehypnotizing.
Have you ever accidentally hypnotized someone? Because I was feeling myself go under, Jim. I was slipping out of consciousness.
Well, if I could see you, I would.
You're dangerous. You're causing me to become hypnotic, and I'm going to fall asleep and not be able to do the show. Hey, you know, I wanted to, before it's 5:43, we only got a couple minutes. I wanted to bring up a couple of places that you're going to be doing some book signing. I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, I have that you're going to be tomorrow, Monday, May 24th, you're going to be at 7:30 to 9:30, you're going to be at the Yoga House. Is that right?
Right. Actually, it's the place where I live. It's a small venue, but it's the Yoga House. It's $5 to $20 donation, but it's a suggested donation, but all are welcome. And it's, but you're welcome to come to that.
What's the address to that? Or do you give that out? Or
No, it's a Yoga House at 1530.
1530. Mm-hmm.
Glenavon Avenue, Glenavon Avenue, okay. In Venice, California, 90291.
90291, just so I can type. Okay, Glenn. All right, 1530 Glenn, Glenavon, Venice, California, 90291. And I understand you're going to have the meetings there on the 24th, tomorrow night, and also on the 31st.
Right.
And then you've got something coming out Wednesday, June 2nd at 7:30 to 9. That's going to be the Power of Presence.
That's a meeting in Northern California. But
I see. I have people all over the world, so people are listening in Northern California. So, so that's going to be Wednesday, June 2nd, 7:30 to 9:30, the Power of Presence talk by Jim at Mini Rivers Books and Tea, and that's located at 130 South Main Street, and that's in a place called Sebastopol. I've never heard of that, California.
That's right. It's an hour north of San Francisco.
Wow, I've never heard of that. I'd love to go there. That sounds like a quaint little town. Right. And then Friday, June 4th, you're booked. My God. Friday, June 4th, Saturday, June 5th, you're going to have a talk workshop at Jenner Inn in Jenner, California. I've never heard of that.
That's also Northern California.
Okay. And then you're going to return to Sonoma County and do a free intro Friday, 7:30 to 9. That's a workshop Saturday, 10 to 5. My God, they got to register for that. They got to call 707-865-2377 and register for that. And then we got you Saturday, June 26th at the Spiritual Unity Movement, and that's at 7 p.m. You're going to be the guest speaker meeting at The Onion. Oh, and that's at 9550 Haskell Boulevard. Oh, you're in town in North Hills.
Yes, right, exactly.
In North Hills. And then this sounds very fun and exciting. On November the 14th through the 19th, there's going to be a retreat. You're going to be doing a retreat at the Esalen Institute, right?
Yes.
And you probably want to plan ahead, people, for this event, because that's going to be in Big Sur, and it's about, 5 hours north of Los Angeles,
exactly.
Right? So, and the cost for that is for 5 days. That's a really good price. 5 days, $620 to $1,150, depending on accommodations. And you need to register for that at esalen.org. That's esalen.org. Fantastic. Now, I assume that if people want to contact you, they can go to your website, which is jimdriever.com.
Yes.
And they can contact you via the pages there. And you are available for consultations, correct? And you also see people on a regular basis, right?
I do.
And do you tell your price, or do you tell them in person?
I always give a free session the first time.
Okay.
And then the price is negotiable. It's generally $125 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to walk out with for 120? Are we going to feel like $1 million when we walk out of there, or what, Jim?
No, but you'll be somewhat freer. and you'll be somewhat closer to realizing, wow, my true nature is peace, is love.
And do we walk out with a doggy bag or anything? Do you offer any snacks for the $125?
I can offer a glass of tea or
okay. Okay, so you get Jim and a glass of tea, and you get you're on your way to inner peace. And you don't have it where they have to come, you know, once a week. They could come once a month if they want to.
Sure.
And then you probably have phone consultations available too, right?
Right. I have Skype and webcam for people who can't get to see me personally.
Right.
And I actually consult with people all over the world. So in Australia, in England, Denmark, so it's happening.
Fantastic. And you have testimonial letters, I'm sure, from all of your clients. So you are a truly authentic person. That's why you were on our show. And I just want to thank you so much for coming. I feel more peaceful already, and you haven't even done anything. Just talking to you. I find that talking to people that are really mellow makes me mellow, because as you can tell, I'm really high energy.
Right? Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Hey, wait, you've already evaluated me, haven't you? You've already given an evaluation. I am interested to hear what type. We've got 1 minute for you to tell me what type of person I am, and if you can nail it, then I'm coming to see you.
Well, you're a high-energy person, obviously. And in fact, when I first heard your voice, I thought to myself, man, I want to hire her as my publicist if I can ever afford a publicist.
Everybody says that, right?
my PR person.
You can tell I am present, right?
Yeah, you are present. Yes, yeah, you are.
I'm as present as you can get. Well, you know, I do. I feel present. I feel alive. I love life. I love nature. I love everything about living. I'm just sad that we have to age. That's like my worst fear, that and snakes. But other than that, I don't care about anything. The house can fall down. If I'm talking on the phone, I'm going to continue talking.
All right, that's good.
Jim, thank you so much for everything. I'm going to refer everyone to you. Everybody, right now, I'm going to go to your Facebook page, Jim, and I'm going to request you as a friend so that you can get comments and stuff from people from my Facebook page. So hopefully you'll accept me, and then you'll be able to, you know, see the comments that people are going to write in about the show. And I'm going to do that right after. So thank you so much for being on the show. Check out Jim Dreaver, jimdreaver.com, everybody, and go to some of his workshops. Jim, come back next year, okay?
I will, Priscilla. Thank you so much.
You let me know whenever you want to advertise. You let me know, and I'll run the advertisement for you, and you come back next year and help some more people, okay?
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
Thank you, darling. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Next week, our guest is going to be award-winning producer, director, writer, husband, and wife team, Rebecca and Josh Weigel. Join us. Find out how they have become so successful in managing their career and personal life in the entertainment business. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.